Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Michelle. May I assist you today?
Yes, Michelle. I'm calling about the KitchenAid mixer.
Okay, just a moment. Can I have your zip code?
Yes, 74011.
74011?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what's your first and last name?
Rena Figley.
You came in at 3.
What's that?
Okay. Just a moment. Taking a moment to update.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay, so I'm looking at your account. It looks like you I see what happened. So it looks like on July the 11th, you have a charge for $5.74 for the kitchen mixer.
Okay.
That was a $5.74, and then the one for the $7.95 declined.
Okay. Well, what? Okay. So that's all I owe is $5.95.
$5.74. Yes, that's all you've been charged on your card as of now.
$5.74.
Yes.
Okay, and that's for a KitchenAid mixer.
Yes.
Okay, and that's all that's going to be charged to my account, right?
That's all that's been charged. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I just wanted to make. I read some feedback or something on this. And some people were saying it was a scam.
Well, right now, all I'm showing that you've been charged is $5.74. Just, I always advise anyone who purchases anything online with products to make sure you thoroughly read your terms and agreements. But sometimes if you don't cancel the product within the trial period, that's when you're billed an additional amount. So just make sure you read back over your terms and agreements.
Oh.
And so sometimes people say it's a scam, but it's not really a scam. It's just the fact that they didn't take the time to read the material. So it's every company has to put, you know, all of that in their terms and agreement. A lot of times people just don't read the fine print. And that's why they're charged. And then they'll say it's a scam, but it's not a scam. It's just that they didn't read the terms and agreement.
Okay, now where would I find the terms and agreements at?
It should have been on the website that you ordered this kitchen mixer from.
Okay. Because mm-hmm. actually it said I only had to pay $2 for it.
Okay, well, they have $5.74 on here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's all that you're being charged for is the $5.74. So just go back over your terms and agreements, and if it has anything about a canceling before a subscription is up, just make sure you cancel the subscription so you don't get charged.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
You too.
Okay.